North Korea watchers say the rogue nation is likely developing warheads which can penetrate Japan's defence shields. The concerns coming after a flurry of recent North Korean missile tests. Japan says the tests are of new short-range ballistic missiles, which fly with an irregular trajectory, and that would make them harder to shoot down. It's happening at a time of diplomatic disunity elsewhere on the peninsula, with Japan and South Korea sparring, and the US President Donald Trump dismissing North Korea's launches as unimportant. Eleanor Whitehead has been analysing the situation.
State TV showed images of North Korea's leader looking on as the country fired what appeared to be ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast this weekend. It was the latest in a flurry of launches amid stalled denuclearization talks. North Korea has been firing rockets toward Japan since the 1990s, but the latest volley of seven has its defense chief worried. He says Pyongyang is now testing a new short-range ballistic missile which could penetrate its defensive shields. Maria Rost-Rubley is an associate professor at Monash University.
We're pretty much assured that this new missile is indeed a real concern in terms about its ability to evade ballistic missile defense.
Japan and the United States both have destroyers deployed in the Sea of Japan, armed with interceptor missiles. But those systems are designed to counter only rockets which follow a set trajectory, as Maria Rost-Rubley explains.
Ballistic missile defense is based on the idea that most ballistic missiles, they fly in the air in a predictable arc defined by gravity. The problem with the new missile being developed by North Korea, it's the KN-23. It does not follow a predictable arc. It's fast, it's much lower than typical ballistic missiles, and it's also a bit unpredictable. So it makes it very difficult for ballistic missile defense to intercept.
Obviously, we've got North Korea kind of trying to develop its technology. Are they also trying to send a political message to the United States with this frequent volley of launches now that nuclear talks have stalled?
I think that in part, there's a political message to the U.S. and also to Japan and South Korea. But I think that this is just as much, if not more, about North Korea seeing that Trump wants some sort of agreement for face, you know, so he can go into his election campaign saying, look what I've done with North Korea. And therefore, Trump is ignoring bad news about North Korea. For example, he said, oh, those are just short-range missile tests, you know, they don't really matter. So North Korea is saying, great, so let's take advantage of this. And the more tests they have, the more data they can get, and therefore the better missiles they can design.
Yesterday, the UN Security Council discussed North Korea behind closed doors, with Germany, France and Britain condemning its actions. Jürgen Schultz is Deputy German Ambassador to the United Nations.
Serious efforts by North Korea to re-engage diplomatically and make progress on denuclearization are the only way to guarantee security and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
Stephen Nagy is a senior associate professor at the International Christian University in Tokyo. He says hopes for denuclearization have faded.
What we've seen in the past is North Koreans step up their aggressiveness to get dialogue moving in a direction that favors the North Koreans. They are long practiced in this form of diplomacy, and I think that's what they're doing right now.
The latest launch on Saturday came just a day after South Korea said it was ending a military intelligence sharing pact with Tokyo amid a diplomatic spat over forced wartime labor. And Stephen Nagy says that leaves more space for the advancement of North Korea's capabilities.
I think in the long term, if we don't see Japan and South Korea and the United States come back cooperating in intelligence as well as other joint military activities, that I think that this will have significant consequences in terms of allowing for North Korea to continue to maintain and develop not only short, mid and long range missile systems, but also other weapons of mass destruction, including chemical, biological and nuclear weapons.
North Korea expert Dr. Stephen Nagy. Our reporter is Eleanor Whitehead.